Miami sex trafficker raped, waterboarded victims in torture chamber. By Nick Gilbertson on March 28, 2022. A Florida man was sentenced to 25 years in prison for sex trafficking a 16-year-old girl and an adult woman, whom he beat, raped, waterboarded in his torture chamber. Julius Dwight Mosey, 34, previously pleaded guilty to sex trafficking of a minor by force or coercion and conspiracy to commit a sex act before being sentenced to 25 years in prison, the Miami Herald reported. United States Senior District Court Judge Beth Bloom also sentenced Mosey to 15 years of supervised release following the prison sentence, the Justice Department noted in a press release. Mosey's accomplice, who was also a woman he formerly pimped out and later subjected to his torture chamber, received 5 years in prison for the same charges, the Miami Herald reported. Mosey and Stubbs met after Mosey requested her services via her online prostitution advertisement in 2019, the Miami Herald reported, citing Stubbs and Mosey's factual proffer statements. The proffer said that Mosey began assisting with her illicit sex for money business in September of 2020 and was receiving a cut of her profits by the end of the month or early October 2020. Stubbs was advertising on a website called Mega Personals, which Mosey would scour in hopes of finding women he could manipulate and control, the Herald noted. Stubbs' proffer stated that Mosey would seek out women in online advertisements and court them at a hotel for several days, treating them as if he were their boyfriend. He would then bring them to Stubbs and introduce her as his employee, the proffer said. Using this tactic, Mosey gained control of one woman identified in court documents as adult victim, and began selling her for sex acts in December of 2020, the Herald noted. Around this time, a woman reported her 16-year-old granddaughter missing. Mosey came into contact with the 16-year-old, identified in court documents as minor victim. She had run away from home, the Justice Department said, citing court documents. As she was a child who was easily manipulated, he dubbed her the perfect girl, the Herald reported. As Mosey had the minor victim and adult victim under his thumb, Stubbs moved into what her proffer called management, keeping a ledger on the illicit business, according to the Herald. If the victims failed to comply with Mosey's instructions, he would subject them to his torture chamber to punish them, the Justice Department said in a press release, citing court documents. The Miami Herald reported. As part of the punishment, Mosey poured coffee on Stubbs and instructed her to perform oral sex on him, Stubbs' admission says. The adult victim was also physically beaten in the torture chamber, which was recorded on video. Mosey abused the adult victim for approximately 1 hour during which the adult victim was handcuffed, beaten, waterboarded and urinated on by Mosey. After assaulting the adult victim, Mosey left to go to the minor victim's room to rape her and Stubbs helped the adult victim clean up after her assault. Stubbs was also in the torture chamber, in which he had a ball stuffed into her mouth. She was waterboarded by Mosey, tied up by Mosey and covered in Mosey's feces. On February 15, 2021, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children sent out an alert, prompted by an online advertisement for the 16-year-old sex services, the Herald said. An undercover law enforcement officer contacted the advertisement and eventually secured a half-hour session with the 16-year-old, which was to include oral and vaginal sex. Law enforcement traveled to a hotel in Miami Springs for the appointment, where they noticed a girl and woman in front of room 801, according to the Herald. The child subsequently entered room 807, as did the officer, as instructed, and met the 16-year-old there. At the same time, other officers spoke with the woman in room 801. Law enforcement learned that Mosey had rented both rooms, and the minor and adult expressed that they were his sex trafficking victims. Surveillance footage from the hotel showed Mosey arriving with his two victims in a Kia SUV, while lewd photos of the minor victim were discovered on Stubbs' cell phone. Mosey is incarcerated at the Federal Detention Center in Miami, online inmate records show.